There's been a bit of a break from impeachment this week because of the Thanksgiving holidays. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. We haven't had many impeachments in this country. Bill Clinton was impeached, Andrew Johnson was impeached, and Richard Nixon would have been impeached. But we have never had a president who's been convicted. So we are dealing with a very rare historical event in that there is an impeachment impeachment inquiry that has begun in this country, and with respect to Donald Trump. And the evidence has been extremely damning. I'm not going to get into all the particulars of the evidence and what exactly it is, because it's very the accounts are somewhat complicated. But what is straightforward is that Donald Trump withheld military aid that had been approved by Congress in order to the Ukraine, in order to get dirt on his potential rival Joe Biden, which is illegal. And there is a transcript of it that Donald Trump released, and that transcript proves that he was seeking a quid pro quo. Basically, he wanted to say, he said to the president of the Ukraine, "I'm not going to give you this military aid that you greatly need unless you go after Joe Biden and find dirt on Joe Biden and with respect to Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who sat on the board of a company in the Ukraine." And he was using whatever evidence he would get to knock out his potential rival for the 2020 presidential race. So Donald Trump admitted it in the transcript. The transcript was released. And then again, he admitted it in a statement on the White House lawn. There have been multiple witnesses, high-level witnesses that are in the administration that have come forward, that have testified. Everybody was in the loop. It was known that that was going to be done, and that it was a quid pro quo, and that the aid was conditioned upon getting dirt on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So it's extremely clear. Now, there is a lot of other corruption that has been unmasked and that has been unearthed and that is going to come out. There is still some tie back to the 2016 election. You know, Russia is all over this. And it's related to 2020, 2016. It's all sort of tied together. But the evidence has been utterly overwhelming and utterly damning. But you don't need to really look any further than the actual transcript of the call, which Donald Trump released himself. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this unfolds. There is a lot more to it, but I think what is so damning is that it can be boiled down to a couple pieces of paper and a pretty clear legal theory and a pretty clear and digestible soundbite. That, you know, Donald Trump was soliciting aid for his 2020 election bid, re-election bid, dirt on Hunter Biden, and he was conditioning it on the aid sent to the Ukraine on the receipt of that dirt, which is illegal. And then there's so many other issues that have come up with obstruction of justice and other types of corruption and fraud issues, that there are definitely plenty of high crimes and misdemeanors that would justify going forward with an impeachment, with the impeachment vote. Whether or not the votes will be there in the Senate, I highly doubt that. You need 67 votes for a conviction, but, you know, it may not go that far. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.